Later this month, all eyes will be on Pimlico Racetrack for the 139th running of the Preakness Stakes. While spectators and news cameras will be focused on the horses vying for the second leg of the Triple Crown, they will be missing a story of renewal and renaissance happening just a short distance from the track. The neighborhoods surrounding the track are a tapestry of Baltimore. Its neighborhoods are shared by diverse populations that make Baltimore so special. African Americans, members of the Jewish community, Latinos, Asians, etc., populate this area, and many have done so for many generations. The area around Pimlico has had its ebbs and flows over the years, but clearly there is a resurgence of creativity, ingenuity, and collaboration in the air. Whether outreach and wellness programs anchored at Sinai Hospital or neighborhood collaborations in areas like Cheswold, the operative has been the notion that if we work together, great things can happen. As an example, just a few short months ago, in January, a groundbreaking took place marking the first new residential building constructed in Southern Park Heights in close to 40 years. The Jean Yarborough Renaissance Gardens is a 60-unit independent living apartment complex for low-income seniors. This project is noble in and of itself, but the backdrop is of key significance. The Jewish and African American communities joined together to address an issue, in this case, the issue of housing, and tackled it in collaboration and with gusto. The Park Heights Renaissance Initiative and a Jewish-sponsored organization called CHAI, Comprehensive Housing Assistance, Inc., an agency of the Associated, dreamt together and took action, and the result is beautiful and of great importance to our seniors. There are countless other examples, but the simple lesson is that in order to collaborate, there must be relationships, dialogue, and trust. Through the Baltimore Jewish Council and other agencies of the Associated, ongoing dialogue and joint planning and programming exist in provocative ways. These programs are geared to understanding and appreciating one another. In the past, the mantra of interfaith and interethnic programs was principally predicated on tolerance and acceptance. The Council's programs, with its partners, are based on a celebration of the other and the beauty of one's own unique experience. Simply put, we're all in this thing called life together. Know and embrace your neighbor. For more information on Baltimore Jewish Council activities or partner programs, feel free to visit the Council website at baltjc.org. Let's make this city and our communities the best that they can be by working together. I'm Mark Terrell, President of the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, for WYPR, your NPR news station.